me ask you that question again, make sure I got it. We were talking about Aunt Lizzie. If you had an aunt named Lizzie, you might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with her. It's just that every now and then she acts kind of...
crazy.
Okay. If you ever... would you ever use the word queer like that? She acts kind of queer?
Yeah.
You mean just peculiar? Queer. Something like that?
Okay.
What about if somebody who makes up his mind and just nothing in the world can make him change his mind? You say he's mighty...
dead set.
Yeah. Is or just stubborn or something like that?
Stubborn. Dead set on
it. Have you ever heard people say he's just mule-headed?
Yeah.
Or bull-headed?
Bull-headed.
Something like that? Okay. Well, what about somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty...
high-tempered.
High-tempered. Or have you ever heard people describe him any other way?
Yeah. That's what most of them were.
Mm-hmm. Maybe mighty touchy or something like
touchy.
That. Mm-hmm. Well, what about talking about a person like that? You might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
peeved at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or what about if somebody like that is about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might tell him, well, now just
hold yourself.
Mm-hmm. Or keep calm.
Calm.
Okay. Or what about if you've been working real hard all day, you'd say you're very...
very tired.
Very tired. Well, what about if
exhausted.
You're...
exhausted.
Exhausted, okay. If you're exhausted, you're just very, very tired,
yeah.
Right? Would you ever say anything else other than exhausted, maybe?
Just give out.
Give out, or worn out.
Worn out.
Mm-hmm. What about if you hear that somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he...
when he got sick, or...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or you might say, if you're going somewhere and you're not in any particular hurry to get there, somebody asks you when you're going to get there, so you might say, well,
I'm just going to take my time.
Or we'll get there
in time or something. Mm-hmm. Kind.
Do you ever hear people around here say, well, we'll get there by and by?
Yeah.
By and by? Okay. Well, what about if somebody got overheated and chilled and their eyes and nose started running, you say you caught a...
cold.
Mm-hmm. And if it affected his voice so that he talked funny, you'd say he's a little...
hoarse.
A little hoarse. Mm-hmm. Or if I do that, I've got a little... I've got a little... if I just... like that.
Oh, a little cough.
A little cough. Or I might say, I think I better go to get bed. I'm feeling a little...
I'm beginning to yawn.
Yeah. Feeling a little sleepy.
Sleepy.
Or, mm-hmm, okay, but I might go to sleep, but at 6 in the clock in the morning, I'll...
wake up.
Okay. Or talking about another person, I might say, well, he's still sleeping. You better go...
wake him up.
Okay. Or... let's say if your wife has some medicine by her on the table by her bed, and you come back in the room and it's still there, you might ask, well, why didn't you
take your medicine?
Mm-hmm. Well, she might say, well, I already
took it.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, I have that myself. I've
taken mine.
Okay. What about a person who can't hear well? You say he's getting a little
deaf.
Or if you're working out in the hot sun, it won't be long before you begin to...
sweat.
Mm-hmm. And you would say about somebody...
perspire, whatever you
call
it.
Yeah, okay. And by the time he finished working, you would say that he... a lot. Same thing. He...
yeah.
He sweat...
he sweats.
A lot. Okay.
Sweats a lot.
What do you call these things? You know, some people get them on their skin. They're...